AP source, MLB rejects 114 game plan, tells union no counter. By AP on June 3, 2020. New York, AP, Major League Baseball rejected the players' offer for a 114-game regular season in the pandemic-delayed season with no additional salary cuts and told the union it did not plan to make a counterproposal. A person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of anonymity Wednesday because no statements were authorized. Players made their proposal Sunday, up from an 82-game regular season and management's offer last week. Opening day would be June 30th and the regular season would end October 31st. Nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion that MLB's proposal stuck to from the season's original schedule. MLB told the union it had no interest in extending the season into November, when it fears a second wave of the coronavirus could disrupt the postseason and jeopardize $787 million in broadcast revenue. While management has suggested it could play a short regular season of about 50 games with no more salary reductions, it has not formally proposed that concept. Teams and players hope to start the season in ballparks with no fans, and teams claim they would sustain huge losses if salaries are not cut more. The sides agreed to a deal March 26 in which players accepted prorated salaries in exchange for $170 million in advances and a guarantee that if the season is scrapped each player would get 2020 service time matching with the player accrued in 2019. That deal called for good faith negotiations over playing in empty stadiums or at neutral sites. The union has said no additional cuts are acceptable. MLB's proposal on May 26 would lower 2020 salaries from about $4 billion to approximately $1.2 billion, establishing a sliding scale of reductions. Players at the $563,500 minimum would get about 47% of their original salary and those at the top, led by Mike Trout and Gerrit Cole at $36 million, would receive less than 23%. The union's offer would have salaries total about $2.8 billion, leaving each player with about 70% of his original salary.